Our next public hearing is, there it is. Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1819, Candleberry Creek, care of Michael LaRue.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for expansion of conditional use number 1265, also referred to as ordinance number 1284, for antiques and craft shop and wildlife and folk art by adding the sale of swing sets, shed, and garden products to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Cedar Creek 100, Sussex County, a parcel containing 2.05 acres, more or less, lying west of Route 1, 3,540 feet north of Road 198, also known as Truett Road. For the benefit of the commission, I passed down copies of the survey of the property showing the proposed sketch location of where they propose to place the sheds and the swing sets. I also passed down copies of ordinance number 1284, reference for conditional use number 1265. It has a few conditions. And I have two agency comments. First one being from the County Engineering Department, dated March 23rd, 2010. This site is not located in an area with current county operated maintained sanitary sewer water district. It is located in the North Coastal Planning Area. The site is has an existing septic, so the use of an on-site septic system is proposed. Conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study will be required. It's noted that the proposed project is not in an area where the county currently plans to provide sewer service. Therefore, a concept plan is not required, and that was signed by John J. Ashman. From the Sussex Conservation District, again in a memorandum form dated March 15th of 2010, we are advised that the site contains two soil types, that the applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation, that there are no storm flood hazard areas affected, no tax ditches affected, it would not be necessary for any on-site or off-site drainage improvements. And gentlemen, that's all I have, unless you have questions.
All right, sir, we thank you.
I'm just thinking that maybe you're Mr. Rue.
Yes, sir.
Or if you would introduce yourself, sir.
Michael Rue, owner of Candleberry Creek.
All right, sir, you've heard what our director has read into the record on your behalf. Do you have anything you wish to add?
Not really, sir. It's okay. Pretty cut and dry, I think.
All right, let's see if anybody has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Burton.
Okay. It's noted on the plan here to display 30 sheds and 8 swing sets. How many are currently there now?
I'd say roughly about that, maybe a little under that, maybe 6 swing sets, 18 sheds, something like that.
You would be acceptable with that condition? Is that why that's on there?
Yes, sir.
The what would be the hours of operation in this place?
Typically 10 to 5, just about daily. We're not always open Sundays or Mondays, but.
So Monday through Saturday?
Tuesdays through Saturdays currently. It does depend on the season.
What would be, just to add to that if I can, it depends on the season. Does that mean you're open 7 days a week during the summer?
We do try to. A lot of times it just depends on business. Of course, last year business was way down, obviously.
What we're trying to address is the maximum number of days you may be open, not the least, because if we stipulate that you only open from Tuesday through Saturday, then you get Tuesday through Saturday, no hours.
Is that right? Okay.
Sunday or Monday, okay.
I guess it would be best to say 7 days a week. Yeah,
There's not a right or wrong answer. The question and simply, if you are open at some point 7 days a week, is that correct?
Right, we have been, yes, sir.
Good, thanks.
Do you have a Delmont approval as far as an entrance goes?
Yes, we did get approval originally for the conditional use.
Would Would anything change with this deal?
I don't think so.
For the expansion of the, it's not an expansion of the property, it's an expansion of the use.
Well, it's expansion of the type of product.
The property line's gonna stay the same.
Yeah.
For the purpose of the site plan, if the use is approved, you have to come back to the site plan with a survey. And we would require at least a letter from Deldot saying they don't object to the use of the existing entrance, or they're gonna require additional work.
There you go.
That would be, that's automatic.
Okay.
Because it's changing, it's additional use of the property.
Okay. When you say garden products, what do you mean by that?
Typically, we deal with a lot of Amish, so, you know, you see your windmills, you know, yard decor, windmills, lighthouses, Adirondack.
No food, you're not selling.
Correct.
Tomatoes or cucumbers.
Garden products, I hadn't thought about that.
Not really food. I mean, we've sold herbs in the past. I mean, nothing significant on a food, you know.
But you sell that in a gift shop.
Nothing illegal.
Not outdoors.
The herbs?
You won't be displaying foods outdoors for sale. If you're selling herbs, you're gonna be growing them, right?
No, sir. We bought from the wholesalers in the past. One thing, talking about food, we've talked about doing, because people seem to like to stop for food, is like Amish baked pies or something. We talked about putting some out on a little lean-to out front of the shop, you know, just to get people's attention. But I don't know how that plays in to your all's plan.
No, I plan on opening a vegetable stand. It's going to be essentially.
No, sir, that's not in our plans. I do think a lot about what we can offer, and it has, you know, come across my mind, but not really interested in hustling produce.
Right, are you planning a sign of any kind?
A sign?
Sign.
Well, we have our current Canterbury Creek sign that's out front.
You're okay with that one?
Yes, it seems to be fine.
Any lighting with this additional sheds? Are you going to put any additional lighting?
It's crossed my mind to maybe put a little ground spotlight maybe over here on the sheds, light up a couple at nighttime, or likewise with the swing sets, but it's just not something I've done, but I've thought about. Not any serious commercial lighting or any of that.
And any additional employees with this growth?
No, sir. We just have one lady that works for us.
So it's
currently
three?
Yes, pretty much. My wife and I are pretty much behind the scenes, but, you know, it fluctuates.
I have no further questions.
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Real, why are you here? Were you cited by our inspectors or?
No, it was just recommended that since we were expanding beyond our original conditional use, we needed to be, you know, compliant with county regulation. As far as I know, I don't think we were cited, but to my knowledge, no.
He was advised and applied accordingly. So he wasn't given a violation, I don't believe.
Correct.
And approximately how many sheds would you say you've sold so far since you started displaying them?
So we started right around June of last year, kicked in maybe July, August. $25 or $30, approximately.
Mr. Lank, if someone puts a portable shed on their property, are they supposed to have a county permit?
Yes, they are.
Do you know how many of those purchasers actually bought a county permit?
No, sir, I don't. I don't know that that's really within my responsibilities. Isn't that something that the
good
consumer
answer
would have to?
Good answer.
I would strongly encourage you to advise the purchasers of those units that they need to, in fact, apply for a building permit.
All right.
That might be a recommendation to council that they require the seller of the buildings to purchase the permits, because then we know they'd be purchased. But that's another matter for another.
Yeah, I prefer not to be the guinea pig on that one.
I can understand why. But I one of my concerns, Mr. Rue, as I traveled on Route 1 in that area, it's all agricultural. And anything of a remotely close area to you is that the vegetable stand, the red men or whatever, that's never succeed, it seems like. You know, a little barbecue, you got...
Just north there?
Just north of you.
Yeah, a fellow came in there last year. Actually, I think he did fairly well for the first time in several years.
Well, I'm glad to hear somebody's making go of it.
Yeah, that's right, since the Peniel days.
But it just kind of stands out as I'm traveling along, out of character with the area. That's my concern. Because I noticed that, in the conditions on the original conditional use, there were to be no outside displays, and coming across your property is like, hey, there's a circus in town, you know, with the flags and the banners and then all the buildings.
Tastefully done, I would like to think.
It was nicely arranged. I agree with you. I have no questions, Mr. Chairman. Just a comment, observation.
All right, sir.
Okay, well, I may respond to that, I guess. Just nature of business, just wanting to expand and knowing the time it takes to go through regulation processes. And we had offers and opportunities that were, you know, the window was there. We wanted to take advantage of it, naturally, before somebody else or some competitor came in. And it's worked out well. We've done quite well with the swing sets in particular. So I think it fulfills a community need.
Okay. Good point.
Thank you.
Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Rue. If it was a condition of approval by the commission and then backed up by council for there to be no display in the front yard setback, you realize that would be something you would have to comply with. And by the front yard setback, meaning from
50 feet from the, I think, center of the highway, is that what you mean?
Well, this would usually be from your property line.
Your property line.
What kind of setback would you be talking about?
Minimum setback's 40.
Probably 40.
40
feet back from the property line.
Yeah. Right.
To give you an idea, your house is 32 feet back, it looks like, from the survey.
Is that right? Okay. We had been advised about that previously and did attempt to bring them back. I can't tell you if it's exactly 40. It might be.
I'm not saying that would be something. I'm just saying sometimes on some applications similar to this, we put that in because it gives us a parameter. Okay. For the inspector to measure by, and
doesn't have to be a condition, it's required by code.
That's the code.
Okay, understood.
And do you find that the majority, or hopefully all of the customers to your operation, do pull in your entrance and patronize you that way? They don't just pull over on the shoulder and sort of
jump over.
Yes, sir. I'd say 95%. There are a few that just decide to pull on the shoulder for whatever reason. I don't know, because there's plenty of room to pull in. There's actually a couple different areas they can pull in.
Thank you.
Knowing human nature.
Mr. Ross.
No question.
Okay. Mr. Link.
Just a question. You have, you don't build the sheds.
That's right.
So you acquire them from a builder somewhere else. Who picks up and delivers the sheds for you when you have a sale?
The manufacturer himself. Manufacturer. Fellow of Lancaster, yes, sir.
That's all I have.
Okay. Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Council?
No questions, thanks.
All right, sir. Take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application.
Thank you.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1819 Candleberry Creek, care of Michael Rue? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change it to conditional use number 1819? Anyone on the commission have any questions? Mr. Johnson, do you have any comments?
I've used all mine up. Thank you, sir.
There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of your Thursday evening and see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.